Climate Guard. Vinyl windows made in Chicago since 1975. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. Sick of hearing 2 for 1, buy 4, get 1 free. Act now. With Climate Guard, no gimmicks, no promos. Just the same quality window for the same low price. Ask your contractor for Climate Guard windows or call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
You know, moving is never fun, especially during baseball season. But OD Household Services makes it cheaper and easier. OD drops off a trailer that you load yourself. Then OD delivers it to your new address when you want it. You only pay for the space you use, and OD does all of the driving. Schedule your easy and affordable home move now at odmove.com/Cubs. That's odmove.com/Cubs. OD Household Services, official partner of the Chicago Cubs.
Everybody wins with a hot spring spa. American Sale and Hot Spring Spas have teamed up to support 670 The Score, home of Cubs Radio. Right now, save up to $3,500 on a new 2016 Hot Spring Spa. Plus, get another 10% off with their clearance discount and another $250 off when you mention Score 250. Just remember to mention Score 250 in store to score your win. American Sale has 9 Chicagoland locations or visit americansale.com. American Sale. Bring the fun home.
I'm a friendly face. I'm familiar.
This is Jillian. She's been a Walmart pharmacist for 13 years.
A lot of my customers have been with me since they were kids.
Walmart Wellness Day helps Jillian get even more familiar with her community. Thanks to free blood pressure and blood glucose screenings and low-cost immunizations.
Walmart has an opportunity to provide care that I would want for my own family.
Get free health screenings and more at Walmart Wellness Day on October 15th from noon to 4 p.m. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Night.
The Cubs are up 2-0 in the NLDS versus the Giants.
Swing and a miss. Cubs win. Chapman strikes out Tomlinson with a fastball clocked at 102 miles an hour. Cubs take a 2-0 lead over the Giants.
Keep it right here to listen to every exciting Cubs playoff game and the best recap and analysis of the series on the official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Don't miss the Wolves as they drop the puck for the 2016-17 home opener Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena. Game 3 NLDS tonight. Jake Arrieta throws for the Cubs. He gets a tough task in trying to take down Madison Bumgarner and the San Francisco Giants. Cubs lead the series 2-0. 8:30 first pitch this evening here on The Score. One of the big stories of this series so far has been Javier Baez and his lack of respecting 90, something that Joe Maddon has as his number one rule.
I gave him a fist pump and looked him in the eye. And he knew what that was all about. You know, I like all of us, we know when we screwed up. I think we all inherently know the difference between right and wrong, and he definitely knows that, even the day before. And then, the pitch inside from Strickland probably had a little bit of a post-it on it somehow. He just needs to go out there and play.
Catch the hometown call tonight here on The Score. Coverage starts at 8 p.m. Bears fell yesterday 29-23 to the Indianapolis Colts. John Fox met the media today, says Kevin White will undergo surgery later on this week. Other postseason baseball today, Dodgers and Nationals about to get going out west. That series tied at 1-1. Red Sox host the Indians at 5 o'clock tonight. Cleveland leads that best of five series, 2-0. Monday Night Football this evening, it's the Panthers and Buccaneers. No Cam Newton for Carolina this evening. Mark Trestman today fired his OC OC of the Ravens. Tiger Woods supposed to return this weekend, but withdrew from the Safeway Open today. The scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And Cubs playoff push coverage on the score being brought to you in part by Budweiser, the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. And Comcast Business, built for Chicago business. I'm Nick Shapkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the NL Central champion Chicago Cubs. Listen to every postseason game right here with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Next game on the score tonight at 8 o'clock when the Cubs take on the Giants. It's Chicago playoff baseball on 670 The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
How long is it till the Bears report?
It's right now with Zach Zaidman. He is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline for the best deals on all major tire brands. See your CarX man. Zach, some stuff going on today.
Yeah, a lot of sound bites for you. We'll start with this. The news of the day is the fact that the Bears have finally decided on a plan of attack for Kevin White's recovery. Here's John Fox.
I think they're going to have surgery, I think, sometime this week.
Benefit of that, just
they
had a quicker recovery.
I think it's just the best medical treatment at this time, you know, versus not.
So he's still not ruled out for the year with the surgery, or?
I think time-wise, he would still have a shot to come back at some point this season.
Which would be the San Francisco game if everything goes right near the end of the year, but that's a wait and see. And remember, that's a lot of trauma to that left leg of his, even though it's a different injury. I mean, still a lot of trauma. This is a guy who worked his way back from inserting the rod into the tibia, the surgery that cost him all of last season, had hamstring issues throughout the offseason, and now dealing with this broken fibula and the recovery from surgery. So there's a long way to go in regards to that. Meantime, another popular question over the last 2 weeks, but specifically over the last 24 hours, is whether or not Jay Cutler is going to be the quarterback of the Bears when healthy. And today, Fox was peppered with questions in regards to this, including what has he told Cutler about his standing going forward?
You know, just that obviously it's a tough spot. You know, I think you have to be a tough guy. I mean, in this business, you're under attack, and it just comes with the territory. That's why we're all compensated pretty well. You know, I think he understands that. He's been through that probably much longer than I have, to be quite frank with you. So, you know, he's a tough-minded guy. He's mentally tough, and I'm sure he's doing okay.
Jeff, what is the reluctance in not sort of laying out a plan for what will happen at quarterback?
Well, because we don't have a plan. I mean, right now we've got one guy or two guys healthy, and they're Matt Barkley and Brian Hoyer, and those are our quarterbacks right now. And I think, you know, all our focus is there right now.
Jen, how important is it to you that you manage the situation well? Jay, you know, Jay is still here. I mean, and he's hurt, but he's still on the team. He was the starter, and Brian's playing well. You know, these things have grown and mushroomed into bigger things maybe they need to be, as you well know. How important is it to you as a manager, as a coach, that you manage this situation well in the coming weeks?
Well, I think we're managing it well. I mean, it kind of is what it is. And I think everybody on the team knows that Brian Hoyer is the quarterback right now, and that's where all our focus is going. I think Jay understands that too. You know, moving forward, I can't predict the future. Otherwise, that'd be a different line of work. But I think everybody's handling it professionally.
We've seen Jay battle through so many injuries here and really push to play. Has this, and yesterday we saw the players back on the stuff, has this stuff thing been a little bit stingier than maybe you really worked off?
No, I mean, it's a ligament injury. You know, I think when it's on your throwing hand and you play quarterback, you know, it can be a deterrent of throwing the football.
Is there a chance that Jay will be healthy at any point in
before July? Yeah, it's like, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? I don't know. You know, I mean, so, yeah, we just take it a day at a time. And like I said, we'll keep you guys up to speed what's going on right now. He's injured.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
It's going to be 72 and cloudy tomorrow.
thanks, Leo. Hey, but that could change.
So that was John Fox. He's got you're actually making fun of Potsy's laugh there. That's not cool.
I love Potsy. It just nervous press conference laughter. Everything is always over laughed at in press conferences.
Agreed. And also, anytime there's a guest on the show, that says anything remotely funny on any show right at the beginning. Right?
If it's actually funny.
Well, not on your show, but most other shows. Because someone's got to be really funny if they're on your show for you to acknowledge it. Right?
I try to hold a pretty high bar for that.
We like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
All right.
Now, but the question stands, though. And I don't know if that sounded like it might have been Rich Campbell who was asking, why do they feel that they have to try so hard to say they don't have a plan? What would be wrong with saying there is every possibility that if Brian Hoyer remains the hot hand, we could stick with him at the position? They don't owe Cutler anything, and Cutler doesn't care.
Right. I believe, I don't know that Cutler doesn't care, but I do believe that he kind of answered that right at the get-go when he said that, the quarterback is highly compensated to deal with situations just like this. And the reality is they don't know what they're going to do going forward. Right now the point is moot because Jay can't grip a football and throw it. When he can, what is Brian Hoyer going to look like at the quarterback position? And what's the Bears' record? Because, for example, yesterday they looked fantastic, 500-plus yards of offense, but they couldn't score. Just to give you an example, since 1960, yesterday's offensive total, 522 yards, was the fifth most that the Bears have had during that time. The four highest totals all resulted in wins, all resulted in the Bears scoring an average of 55 points per game. They beat Green Bay 61-7 in 1980. They beat San Francisco in 1965, 61-20. In 1961, they had a 52-35 win over Minnesota. And they beat Detroit in 1989, 47-27. But they didn't generate anything close to that in terms of points yesterday. So I think a lot of it depends on a feel thing at the point where Jay is healthy, how Hoyer's looking at the position when he is healthy, and how are the Bears doing overall as a team? So it's really something that they can't answer right now. But, yeah, there's a possibility that if they feel confident that Hoyer gives them the best chance to win, he may not be the more talented quarterback from a physical standpoint, but if he gives them the best chance to win, he's the guy that's going to get the call.
Would there ever be a scenario where – when's the trade deadline, Zach?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I apologize.
Like week 8 or week 9 or something like that? Is there any scenario if Jay's healthy they would even consider it?
I don't know because he's got to be healthy at that point. And based on his answer, Fox's answer in regards to whether or not Cutler's going to be healthy anytime soon. And remember, initially when Cutler got hurt, there were the reports that he's going to be out for a very long time. And then that kind of changed to a 2-3 week period. We don't know when Cutler's coming back. So it's tough to answer that question at this point. And yesterday, there's a picture I put on my Twitter account. If you saw Cutler, any of the footage with him kind of sitting around Brian Hoyer and Dave Ragone, he had that wrap around his thumb. So
and didn't it had gone away for a while, and then it seemed like it came back.
Yeah, so again, you don't know if a guy's suffered some sort of setback. We just know that he's not even ready to be able to grip a football and throw it in a practice setting. So how can he play in a game anytime soon?
We know that they were entertaining the possibility of trading him in the offseason. So, and before the draft,
that was 2 years.
Two years ago, where they explored possibilities, they figured out what the value was there because they just don't owe him anything and they don't feel the same connection to him. They're not as invested in him. So, yeah, why not? I mean, if you think he's going to be healthy and you can share the medical reports, I wouldn't have any problem with them trying to see what they could flip him for right now. Sure, there's teams, I think Dave Wanstead of all people suggested the Dolphins should make a move. You know, Cleveland is in a dire quarterback situation. They always seem to be. So, yeah, why not let the phone ring or even pick it up yourself?
Yeah, I'm sure conversations could be taking place. Who knows? But I do know that at the beginning, before this regime ever coached him, they tried to trade up for that Marcus Mariota pick. And Tennessee didn't want to give it up because the Titans like Mariota, so they ended up drafting him. But the Bears were very interested in acquiring Mariota that season. And at the time, Cutler did not know if he would be a Bear when John Fox took over as head coach. You remember, they left him in limbo a little bit that offseason before the decision was finally made. And then he clicked with Adam Gase last season and had a good year. And then the you know, you make the change with Dowell Loggins as the offensive coordinator heading into this season. You figured you'd have more firepower around the quarterback with Kevin White being healthy. You know, now that they, at the time, they knew what Zach Miller was going to be. They figured they'd upgraded on the offensive line. And, you know, you're going to have Alshon Jeffrey healthy for a full season, but it didn't quite materialize. He got hurt early, very on in the season. And so far, Hoyer against and we should point this out, too. The competition hasn't been as good over the last couple of weeks, and the offensive line has had the ability to get some chemistry and work together as a group, both on the road and at home. And I think that's helped the offense put up better numbers, but they're still struggling to put the ball in the end zone. And there are a lot of different reasons for that. There were the self-inflicted mistakes, the fumble, the penalties in the red zone, and the inability to kick field goals at the level that I think they thought they would be able to when they made some of the moves they made before the start of the season. And for example, you just look at that last play, they still had a chance to win the game on fourth down. Alshon Jeffrey appeared to be wide open on the left side. Hoyer didn't look at him. And Fox was asked today if looking left to Jeffrey should have been something that Brian Hoyer should have done in retrospect. And Fox decided to answer it in a Foxy type of way.
It could have been an option. You know, I don't know that it can be super critical. I think, you know, when you're out there playing quarterback, it looks a little different than when you're up in a press box having hot dogs.
But Jeff, as a coach, does that illustrate the difference between Hoyer and Cutler?
Well, I'm not going to get into all this, you know, as far as differences between two guys. You know, I just think that, you know, it would have been an option that you know, had we had the coolness of the hot dog laden press box, we might have gone there.
What?
Yes.
He's insulting you.
He was open from that film I just looked at, too.
It should be noted.
Why are people he's insulting them and dismissing them, and everybody's laughing.
It should be noted, A, I stand on the sideline during games, and B, the coach's booth is the same level as the press box, which is where the coordinators sit and the guys helping them out.
But what's with the pejorative use of hot dogs? Why does he drag hot dogs into this? It's not hot. Why are hot dogs presumed to be something eaten by somebody who wouldn't know, or by eating them, it would make you somehow your opinion less valid about something that happened in a football game?
I can't answer that question.
I don't know why he's got to invoke hot dogs.
Zach, what did Brian Hoyer say about not looking left?
Well, he thought that there was going to be safety help over the top. He got fooled, but there wasn't. And the other thing that you notice, and I don't know if the TV copy shows this. So when you guys are watching the game on TV, the roof was open yesterday at Lucas Oil Stadium, and there was a certain spot on that side of the field where if you turn your head to look for the ball the way Cameron Meredith would have been in the direction where the ball was thrown, you're staring right at the sun. Whereas where Jeffrey was on the other side, totally in the shade, you'd have a clear look at the quarterback and the ball. Makes it a lot easier to catch the football. It was a mistake, but those are the kinds of things. For example, when you look at Brian Hoyer's numbers, and they look phenomenal from yesterday, those are the kinds of things that from a critical coaching eye, no one points that out, but that cost you a football game, perhaps the inability to find the open man on the other side, and maybe Jay Cutler does that. So those are the things that you have to weigh. And the other thing that we should point out in regards to this whole Cutler Hoyer question is everyone in this building on the same page in regards to what they want to do at quarterback? I'm talking about the decision makers, not necessarily the locker room. And we don't know.
What do you think?
I would say that it would be probably split depending on what your allegiance is. I think it might be split depending on what your goal is. You know, and does everyone have the same goal? Meaning, you know, is it wins and losses? Is it building for the future? There are a lot of different issues that are at play. And that's why right now, when the guy isn't healthy enough to play, it's hard to answer that question. And they don't know going forward what kind of a position they'll be in. So all that stuff matters. Eventually, when Jay Cutler is cleared, you know, how's Hoyer playing? What's the status of the team in terms of the one-loss record? And draft position, all that kind of stuff. I don't think those are things that can be ignored. So it's very difficult to answer that question. It's easy to say, oh, that's a hypothetical, I'm not going to answer it. I just think it's very hard to answer that question today when it's a moot point because the guy can't grip a football and throw it.
I don't know if I'm stealing a nugget here, but we got to talk about the kicking situation and whether or not we're going to have the comedy kicking caravan roll into town tomorrow.
Well, from John Fox's comments both this morning on our sister station WBBM and here today, he keeps expressing faith in Connor Barth and what he can do. And there isn't a lot of help out there unless you decide to say go back to Robbie Gould. You know, the Cowboys just had a little competition because they weren't sure if Dan Bailey was going to be able to kick yesterday. And on Friday, they held a little competition between Gould and Kai Forbath, the guy that New Orleans decided to keep at the time that they cut Connor Barth, and then a couple of days later they said goodbye to Forbath. So it's not as though there are these great names available. And remember, Gould doesn't have a lot of trust with this coaching staff, which is part of the reason that he's no longer here.
All right, let's get to some news and notes.
I think the thing that stands out to me is that Pernell McPhee, my favorite interview inside that locker room, is eligible to start practicing if the Bears so choose Friday. Doesn't mean it's going to happen because we don't know what his health status is, but he is eligible for the first time to start practicing beginning Friday. Would not be able to play against the Jaguars, but would be able to go against Green Bay if everything's okay. So John Fox said that he'll give us an update later on in the week, but Friday, again, the first possible day that Pernell McPhee would be eligible to come back and start practicing with the team.
Nah.
Thank you, Zach.
See ya.
Zach Zaitman with the Bears Report. We're going to continue previewing Cubs-Giants Game 3 with Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune at 3:45. We are in Darien at Q Bar, thanks to Budweiser, and we have Cubs playoff tickets here. Now, to clarify, these tickets are for home game 3 of this series of the NLDS. So I had said before that when I saw home game 3, I thought that it was a single string of home playoff games ticketed that would then roll over. These would not, but these would be. These would put a Cub fan in an interesting rooting situation, perhaps.
Yeah, because you're sitting there going, I don't want my team to have to play a game 5, but if they play a game 5, now I have tickets, and that could be fun, too.
Well, those will be the tickets that we have for you. At Q Bar in Darien, he's Lawrence Holmes in for Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Day to day, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group, second to none since 1931.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Scotts. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
Hey, Charger fan, show me your lightning bolt!
You know, I'm thinking if I bump this song long enough, Charger fan, maybe it'll help you forget just how catastrophic this season has become, because it happened again. Just when you think there are no more ways for your team to come from ahead to choke away a game, they find yet another way to implode. This time, they turned an 8-point third-quarter lead into a 3-point loss, and this week's implosion included a botched snap on a potential game-tying field goal. Given the stadium situation, the Chargers have never needed a bigger season more than they do right now, and this could not be going any more disastrously than it is. How can you find so many different ways to lose so many different games? Charger fan, I would love to tell you everything is going to be just fine, but you know it won't be, and I'd be lying if I did, so show me your lightning bolt. I'm Jim Rome. CBS Sports Radio.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Acuity presents The Path to Insurance Clarity.
Oh, wise one, how do I ensure my home is safe while I'm kicking back in Cabo?
You must release your worries. You have Acuity Home Insurance. With your individualized insurance plan, your humble abode will be well taken care of while you're drinking out of a coconut.
Ah, I feel much better.
Oh, and Jessica, don't forget to stretch before you nay-nay.
It's time to achieve total acuity. Get coverage at acuity.com/home.
Work number 3030.
All right, the results are in, and 85% of people prefer Xfinity X1 to their current TV experience. You can see for yourself and take the Xfinity X1 challenge and discover why so many people prefer X1 just like me. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. You know, I've had my Xfinity services at home for quite some time now, and I absolutely love everything about it. The X1 platform is the best with the X1 voice remote. I can find things faster, no need to search them out, even looking for a particular channel. I was trying to find a certain college football game over the weekend. Just spoke right into the voice remote, and it found it for me immediately right on my screen. It's very convenient. The X1 DVR is the best in the business. I can watch one show, record up to five others, watch them in any room of the house that I want to watch it in. Don't have to watch it from the original DVR. I can go anywhere I want in the house to watch that. It's great. The X1 Xfinity TV app is great, too. I use it every day when I'm on the train going back and forth from the city. I can watch stuff. I can even access my DVR, the on-demand as well, where there's thousands of TV shows and movies to watch. And I have that all on my Xfinity TV app. And the internet service at home is outstanding. It's the fastest and most reliable. Doesn't matter what time of day. Doesn't matter how many devices are being used. It doesn't matter what part of the house I'm in. I always get great, reliable, and fast service. And you should have all those things, too. If you want that, you need to get Xfinity. And right now, you can get the X1 Starter Double Play from Xfinity for just $89 a month for two full years with a two-year agreement. Plus, you get stream picks included. Just go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Now, this great offer ends 1/31/17, so you have some time. But don't wait. Give your family the very best in home entertainment and take advantage of it right now with the X1 Sports app. It's great for football season to watch one game, and then you hit the X1 Sports app, and then all the other scores pop up. You can get into the game and look at the stats, even look at the individual players. So if you're a fantasy player, it's very, very helpful. But you have to have Xfinity first, so call them right now and get that X1 Starter Double Play for $89 a month, 1-800-XFINITY, or go to Xfinity.com.
You know, moving is never fun, especially during baseball season. But OD Household Services makes it cheaper and easier. OD drops off a trailer that you load yourself. Then OD delivers it to your new address when you want it. You only pay for the space you use, and OD does all of the driving. Schedule your easy and affordable home move now at odmove.com/Cubs. That's odmove.com/Cubs. OD Household Services, official partner of the Chicago Cubs.
Everybody wins with a hot spring spa. American Sail and Hot Spring Spas have teamed up to support 670 The Score, home of Cubs Radio. Right now, save up to $3,500 on a new 2016 Hot Spring Spa. Plus, get another 10% off with their clearance discount and another $250 off when you mention Score 250. Just remember to mention Score 250 in store to score your win. American Sail has 9 Chicagoland locations or visit americansail.com. American Sail. Bring the fun home.
Hi, Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta here. I know how much Chicago likes to save time and money, but hang on. Hey, this is Jake. No, not that Jake. No, I'm not wearing khakis. Hey, just so we're clear, I'm Jake from the Cubs, not Jake from State Farm. So for fastballs, call me. For saving time and money by combining your home and auto insurance, call State Farm at 1-800-STATE-FARM or go to statefarm.com.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 20%, plus an extra 10% off on all major appliances. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request a time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 10/11 to 10/23.
Welcome to the sweet spot,
where your kitchen gets the new appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances from Samsung. Save $600 on a Samsung French door refrigerator in black stainless steel. It stores more and has Samsung's most modern finish. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
The thought of cold weather is, well, chilling. But not as chilling as the feeling you get when your battery fails on the road on cold, dark nights. That's why AutoZone is your home for tough Duralast batteries. They're tested to perform in temperatures 40 below zero and engineered to deliver more power during startup. So no matter how cold it might get, the thought of having a proven tough Duralast battery can keep you warm. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Don't miss the Wolves as they drop the puck for the 2016-17 home opener Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena. Game 3 NLDS tonight. Cubs trying to eliminate the San Francisco Giants. 8:30 first pitch this evening. Cubs taking on one of the best postseason pitchers in baseball history in Madison Bumgarner. Jake Arrieta counters for the Northsiders. Giants are hitting just 190 this series and are yet to draw a walk through two games. So is Bruce Bochy going to change up the lineup later on this evening?
No, it's what got us here. It kind of worked to get us here, going back to that last homestand against Colorado and L.A. And as a manager, you don't want to, in a game, you need to go out there and win, start really trying to mix it up too much, or they're going, oh, geez, there's a little panic in the skipper here. So that's not the message you want to send either. So it's going to be pretty close to what it's been.
Catch the hometown call tonight here on The Score. Coverage begins 8 p.m. Bears fell yesterday 29-23 in Indianapolis. Today, John Fox met the media, says Kevin White will undergo surgery later on this week. Did not rule him out for the year, however. Other baseball today, Dodgers Nationals just underway out west. That scoreless is L.A. Bats in the bottom of the first. Series tied one game apiece. Boston hosts the Indians at 5 o'clock tonight. Cleveland leads that series 2-0. Monday Night Football later this evening, it's the Panthers and Buccaneers. No Cam Newton for Carolina. Earlier today, Mark Trestman fired as offensive coordinator of the Ravens. And some news from Denver. Gary Kubiak, you may have heard, was in the hospital last night. Today, Joe DeCamillis, former Bears special teams coordinator, he's named the interim head coach for the week since the Broncos play on Thursday night. Tiger Woods today was supposed to return this weekend. Today, however, he withdrew from the Safeway Open. And today, the Dow up 88, NASDAQ up 36, and S&P up 9.9. Closing bell report brought to you by RichUncles.com. The scoreboard update sponsored by American Sale, your local hot spring hot tub dealer. And listen to 670 The Score every Friday at 8 a.m. to hear Cubs catcher David Ross with Mully and Hanley as he breaks down each game in each series all the way through the postseason. Brought to you by State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the NL Central champion Chicago Cubs. Listen to every postseason game right here with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Next game on The Score tonight at 8 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Giants. It's Chicago Playoff Baseball on 670 The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Thank you, Nick Szepkowski. This is the Boards and Bernstein Show, and it is a Bears Monday. You wouldn't know it from the surprisingly high quality of phone calls that we've taken so far, but maybe it's the Lawrence Holmes effect. Maybe you bring that out on a Bears Monday. And it also doesn't feel like a Bears Monday because it's a Cubs and Budweiser broadcast at Q Bar in Darien. So we have sort of worlds colliding here for whatever reason.
I've been thinking, because I haven't looked up the numbers, and I have to say that before I ask this question, because I usually like to ask questions that I kind of know the answer to. But is Madison Bumgarner a candidate for clutch?
Yeah, we discussed that before because of his ability to more than remain himself in the biggest situations. Metrically, I couldn't tell you because I don't know where he would measure, but he certainly has played great in big games. What a statistician might tell you is, you know, give him more of these and eventually he'll regress to the mean. Eventually, you give him ample. Maybe it's tonight. Maybe tonight's the night that he isn't his great self. Yep.
It's possible that the Cubs could do that to him. I just feel like when you're talking about the Giants and they know that he's going to the bump in a playoff game, and I hate the full team or like era stats, but they have done well in closeout games, in elimination games. They fought them off pretty well. I think Phil Rogers wrote a piece on MLB.com today. It was they've staved off 9 elimination games in this run of Bochy's Giants. And you know that guy is going to the mound. I wonder if his legend plays a role in it at this point. If the human factor can actually be put in where guys that are going to the dish are like, well, you know, he's great in these types of games, and you kind of psych yourself out of doing what you ordinarily do.
His fielder-independent pitching in the postseason, well, actually, they don't have enough of a sample size to have generated that right now, so let's go with his walks plus hits per innings pitched. In 4 years, in 11 series, in 11 decisions, his walks plus hits per innings pitched is 0.863.
That's real good.
That compares to a career average in his 167 decisions of his 217 games of 1.097. So it's better, but again, it's still, if you're talking about...
How many innings are we talking about with him?
He has a total of 97.1 innings.
That's
97 innings.
So a half a season.
That's about what you're talking about, yes. And the numbers...
I'm starting to feel like that's a decent sample size.
His earned run average is 1.94, which compares to his average for his career of 2.99. Yeah, he has been saddled with 3 losses, although that doesn't necessarily mean he pitched poorly on those days. And I haven't looked at the game by games, but that's might be one of the illustrated problems with the loss stat, is because you can get a loss even when you pitch really, really well. But he has struck out 83.
No,
83
in the postseason, and he has walked 17, with 2 of those intentional. And this is also including, it's not just these numbers. It's the different situations. And he said, oh, yeah, I can come back on 2 days rest and close for you, stuff like that.
Well, and you do it on your side day. And the thing is that last year you knew he wasn't coming out. I mean, 2 years ago, you knew he wasn't coming out of the game, that he was going to go and finish that thing off on his own, because that's just he's just a big, strong dude.
But does not have overwhelming velocity.
Correct.
He's not a guy who is popping the gun and wowing you with Syndergaard-like stuff. It's not that. It's just he is so consistent in his delivery. The ball is always leaving. I've seen the graphics before where they overlay the different deliveries, and regardless of which pitch, it's coming from the same arm slot, the same release point. And it's like what I watch with Arrieta. When you know when Arrieta's on and you see the hitters' reactions and how in between they are, that's something to watch early on. If you want to see if Arrieta's got it, watch how they take pitches. And if you see them taking pitches confidently, this is a high contact team too. If you see them taking pitches confidently, that's a bad sign for the Cubs.
I wonder if that's the game plan for the Giants, to let Jake Arrieta hurt himself instead of maybe swinging at and getting some bad contact on some pitches. I'm curious to see how they do this. And I'm also curious, the thing I'm really, really curious about in tonight's game when it comes to Arrieta is, what does Joe do with him? Because we know that he'll pull the plug on Kyle Hendricks or, you know, in games past Jason Hamill. But will you do it to that guy? Will you pull the plug on him if it doesn't look right early on? If it looks bad in the third inning or the fourth inning, will Joe feel comfortable enough? Because he keeps talking about how the strength of his team has been the starting pitching, and that even in his press conference on Friday, where he was saying, well, you kind of default to what it's been. You trust those guys. How far with this version of Jake Arrieta will he allow it to go if it decides to go sideways?
Especially since you've already had your all-hands-on-deck game, and you could have a game tomorrow night, so it's not like you've got the off day to save your bullpen. So that's going to change your calculus of how you use certain guys in certain leverage situations if maybe you were looking at a possibility you might lose this game anyway. You know, would you be better off not going to the pen early?
Let Jake wear it a little bit?
I don't know. What a gambler is doing right now that I am not is looking at whoever the home plate umpire is tonight and looking at his strike zone. Because one thing that we know is important, two things we know that are important, I guess you could argue it's the same thing for Arrieta, framing and an umpire's history of what is a strike and what is not, because of the way that he approaches hitters, of how he lives around the edges of the zone and what his slider does, even, you know, when it's working well. Have they announced that Montero is catching yet? Do we know that for sure?
I'm looking actually for a lineup right
now.
Yeah,
I have not seen one posted yet. But my assumption would be you need the framing skills of Montero. But then you've got his bat against Bumgarner, and I don't know what the relationship would be like with David Ross, because it's not really been his job, even though Ross has just been phenomenal defensively and is a good pitch framer as well as a better thrower than Montero. But that's important, and an umpire's strike zone history, because he's got to get those edges. And when he does, that changes the hitter's reactions. When they say, okay, if that's going to be a strike today, I just had to recompute.
Well, you know that he's going to bark for those. You know that Bumgarner's going to bark for those calls. So it'll be interesting to see what type of temperament both guys have if they don't think they're getting the right calls.
We'll talk to Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune about this and more, with the Cubs and the Giants getting set to play Game 3 tonight, a game you will hear on your home for Cubs baseball, WSCR, The Score.
Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1. Tonight it's Game 3 of the NLDS, and the Cubs are just one win away from a series sweep over the Giants. Be listening tonight, Cub fans, to all the excitement as Bumgarner takes on Arrieta. Our coverage starts at 8. Plus, we'll have recap and analysis after the game on the official radio home of the NL Central Division Championship, Chicago Cubs. Sports Radio 670.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Football games maybe coming up here in town. Now, they're going to be a little pricier than other games. That's a given, but I still found seats for under $200 if you want to go to future baseball games coming up here in town during the playoff run. Also, looking at football games in town is going through the entire season coming up. I found seats for football games in town for as low as $60, and that's what SeatGeek will give you. With SeatGeek, I always find the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares by searching multiple ticket sites. Now, prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck, and this is my favorite feature of the app. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. So when you open the app up and you find the venue you're looking for, the sporting event or the team you're looking for, you'll see the map of the stadium come up, and then there's red dots and green dots. The larger the dot, the better the value it is. You go for those large green dots, and that's the great values you're looking for on SeatGeek. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, guys out there, you get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. And here's what you do to get that $20 rebate. You download the SeatGeek app, you go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, and you enter promo code Matt, M-A-T-T. That's right, I'm a promo code. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code Matt, M-A-T-T, and do it today.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 20%, plus an extra 10% off on all major appliances. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 10/11 to 10/23.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your kitchen gets the new appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances from Samsung. Save $600 on a Samsung French door refrigerator in black stainless steel. It stores more and has Samsung's most modern finish. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With big discounts on bulk purchases, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through November 1st at Lowe's, come into your local Lowe's store and get 20% off all in-stock fiberglass insulation. Hurry in today and visit the Pro Desk in-store for details. Valid October 5th, 2016 through November 1st, 2016. U.S. only.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Golf Road.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This time of year, you know, pretty much every game is extremely closely contested, you know, from start to finish. You rarely see any blowout games. You know, and being able to get four runs on the board early yesterday, you still want to try and tack on, so there's really, I think, a sense of urgency from the get-go to try and get things rolling in your favor and get on the board as early as possible.
That's tonight's Cubs starter, Jake Arrieta. And here to talk about that start in particular is Mark Gonzalez of the Chicago Tribune, who is on Twitter at MDGonzalez. And with us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. For the best deals on all major tire brands, see your CarX man. Well, if we have a tightly contested game with these two pitchers, it is going to be some highly entertaining baseball. Hi, Mark.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Any sort of conditions that we have to worry about? Because I know that ballpark plays weird at times.
Well, it cooled off, so I eliminated the possibility that's earthquake weather. Having grown up here, when it's unseasonably warm, I get fears and flashbacks to 1989. But It's cooled off quite a bit. This park's spacious. I don't expect the ball to fly out of here.
I wonder if it plays a little bit then like they say about Chavez Ravine, where if you're going to hit it out, you got to do so early before the temperature changes or something, whatever they say happens with the atmosphere. There was always the rule of thumb that says that your best chance to get it out of here is in the first three and not the last three.
I think that's a pretty accurate observation just from the elements here. I mean, it's cooled off quite a bit. The wind's blowing in, and air gets heavier, and we're right on the water. So I think it'd be a massive achievement to hit one out late, just given the elements and the dimensions of this park.
Have the Cubs announced who's catching Arrieta?
No, they haven't. Lineup isn't out yet, at least as of not 2 minutes ago, but I'd be surprised if it was not Montero, just simply because I think Joe's, when he looks at that area, he's going to be looking toward run prevention and the fact that Miguel's worked with Jake so well. I think that's the way he's going to be leaning.
What we were just talking about was trying to figure how Joe Maddon would manage Arrieta if he is less than sharp, and understanding that with a game potentially tomorrow night, it might change the way he looks at the bullpen and how he applies certain guys in certain leverage situations. What do you think? And obviously it's hard to speculate because we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm just wondering, because Maddon always has a good idea of if this, then this. And it was just last year that he was fairly quick with a hook with Arrieta in a playoff game. And I imagine because of the significance and wanting to be done with this, he's not going to make any assumptions and might do everything he can do to try to just get it over with tonight, right?
That's the vibe I got, not just from Joe, but from everybody. Just get this thing over with. The sooner the better. And in the case of Jake, I just remember in the first inning here last year, in May, it took a terrific catch by Hayward to prevent that inning from starting to spin around quite a bit. And given the stakes are higher here, and I think Joe has a sense of urgency. He's also mindful of the fact that he did not use Grimm and Strope in that game Saturday night. So his bullpen should be in good shape. So if he has to make a move sooner rather than later, I would be shocked if he hesitated.
Gonzo, what do the Cubs say about why and how Arrieta gets out of whack when he starts to lose command a bit?
You know, sometimes he tries to be too fine when he pitches out of the strike zone. Now it sounds kind of weird, but he has a knack for trying to get batters to chase balls out of the zone. And a lot of times it's throwing low, then there's other times he's throwing a little bit too much across his body, then other times his ball just tails. So, having said all that, I think they're going to be mindful of how he starts off early, make sure he's at a good tempo, and also being around the strike zone where he's throwing quality strikes and not having balls move over the plate. You know, this Giant team, it's not the team that won World Series titles in 2012 and 10 and 14. They're really hurting for offense here. So, my feeling is, you know, Jake can only beat himself at this point.
I just saw this note from Chris Komka of Comcast Sportsnet. Cubs relievers against the Giants this season, including the postseason. Now, this is relievers only. 32 and a third innings pitched, 12 hits, 0 runs, 5 walks, and 33 strikeouts. That is a whip of 0.526. The Giants have not been able to touch the Cubs bullpen. There's got to be some anomaly in there, considering that one series where it just seemed like Joe was just kitchen sinking it as far as the bullpen went, but something's going on.
You know, there was a game here on a Saturday afternoon where Lester got knocked out early, but the bullpen, to their credit, I mean, they had to suck it up and throw about 7-plus innings, and they shut it down. So I just think it's a combination of the bullpen being very effective, and once again, I hate to sound like I'm pounding on the Giants offense, but it's just not fearsome. You can get around Posey and get around Pence, and you're in decent shape. I think also the fact that there's balance in that Cubs bullpen, you know, with Wood and now Montgomery, you know, two lefties and Grimm getting back in line as far as a reverse split guy. I think they line up pretty well.
Brian had a hard hit ball opposite field, but other than that, the 3-4-5 for the Cubs or Bryant, Rizzo, and Russell have struggled. I think only one hit between them, that hard hit ball. What are they saying about what's happening? Is it what they expect, or are they just running into really good pitching?
Yeah, they'll fall back and say it's a small sample size, but I think Cueto, in particular, did a terrific job of keeping those guys off balance. You know, if you want to take another step back, you know, Addison Russell only had 9 RBIs in September. So this isn't, you know, something that happened recently. He's kind of struggled a little bit at the plate. So Bumgarner poses another challenge. So I think they'd be appreciative to just get one more run in the Giants tonight.
So I had heard that after the first Javier Baez leaving the batter's box late incident that he was talked to, but it was not Joe Maddon. I was told that it was David Ross that said something to Javier Baez, like, hey, come on now, let's we don't do that. And then he did it again. Have you heard anything about whether or not it was yet again addressed with Baez to, after you hit the ball, run?
Joe had said yesterday, kind of gave him a, you know, the look as well as a fist pump. But let's face it, you should know the elements. And if you hit the ball, you just put your head down and run, no matter how hard you might think you've nailed it. And we all know he's played long enough at Wrigley to know that the dimensions, the wind elements change quite a bit. And we all know the wind was blowing in. So it's really inexcusable. And I expect that it wouldn't be just Joe, but a few other guys would say, hey, you're a big league player. Don't assume anything. You buffed it when you get out of the plate.
But what happens if this continues? I mean, I don't feel like they're really in a place to punish. I mean, maybe, you know, there aren't any more incidents like this throughout the playoffs, but that could have cost them on Saturday.
Without a doubt. And you know, once again, you don't, you know, this isn't the stage where I think you're going to punish the guy, but these are reminders of, you know, there's still a growth period for this guy, but it, you know, kind of gets old after a while. And in this case, you just have to keep hammering him and also in spring training as well, because you guys know how much Joe values good base running. And this guy is a good base runner, but when it comes to getting out of the box, he can't be Cadillac-ing it as soon as he hits the ball thinking it's going to be a homer.
Now, there's the second reference to Cadillac. Again, when Bob Costas used it, I had never heard that before. Is that something more common that I realized that I should know?
Yeah, I mean, I remember hearing it refer to Dave Parker in the 70s. So I don't use it that word that much, but I've certainly heard it more than once.
Gonzo, thank you very much for taking time for us on a busy day. We appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
That is Mark Gonzalez of the Chicago Tribune.
Gonzo's new nickname is Old School. Give you a little old school.
I like
Cadillac it.
That's all right. That's okay. We need a little bit of that. That's fine. Eric Edholm is going to talk Bears and NFL after the top of the hour on the Score.
Hey, it's Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 till 9. Tonight's Game 3 of the NLDS. Cubs-Giants. The Cubs go for the sweep. Listen to all the excitement tonight, Cub fans. It's Bumgarner versus Arrieta. Our coverage starts at 8 o'clock. Plus, we'll have a complete recap and analysis after the game on the official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs, Sports Radio 670.
You know, moving is never fun, especially during baseball season. But OD Household Services makes it cheaper and easier. OD drops off a trailer that you load yourself. Then OD delivers it to your new address when you want it. You only pay for the space you use, and OD does all of the driving. Schedule your easy and affordable home move now at odmove.com/Cubs. That's odmove.com/Cubs. OD Household Services, official partner of the Chicago Cubs.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool.
Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared. A diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell. With a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 20%, plus an extra 10% off on all major appliances. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 10/11 to 10/23.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your kitchen gets the new appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances from Samsung. Save $600 on a Samsung French door refrigerator in black stainless steel. It stores more and has Samsung's most modern finish. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I can.